Gwiazdy painted for the waters, so my soul long and after you.
Down for me. That is the one I've been waiting for. Just Eva, don't regret. We need to progress fast. I want to teach. This is the Holy Ghost taking over the service already. Get back. The Holy Ghost is already, his spirit is just moving on around in this house like this already. He's just hovering. He's hovering. He's hovering. Doing a certain work now all around in this room. was hearing the sound of cry of babies. And was seeing that something new is about to be given birth to inside of somebody. Something new. Something new. Something new. Something like a cry of babies. Like a cry of babies. That anointing will find some of those people right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Something, a new thing wants to be birthed upon those ones right now. That anointing, that grace will begin to stir up like a Mary, like a Mary, like a Mary, like a Mary, like Mary. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you very shortly. Atabaruma Omalagabo. It will mantle upon you shortly, and it will be a birthing of something that will, it will happen very shortly among some few people right now. I heard the sound of babies. I know something is about to be born. The Holy Ghost will find them and begin to mantle to the podium like Mary, 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 all around this house, like Mary, like Mary, like Mary, like Mary. Something is about to burn, something about to be born, like Mary, like Mary, like Mary, like a pregnancy on your inside, like a pregnancy on your inside, like a pregnancy on your inside. There are more of them, there are more of them. Very, very shortly, very, very shortly. Like Mary, the Holy Ghost will mantle upon you. He's mantling upon them. He's mantling upon them. He's mantling upon them. More of them. More and more of them. More and more, like the wings just covering them, and a light is entering them. A light is entering them as it's covering them. A light is entering them as it's covering them. That light will make them birth forth something. Will make them birth forth something. I see that light like on two more people now. On two more people very shortly. Two more. There are two more of you now that experience is for. That experience is for, to give birth to something new. Holy Spirit, let your presence just overshadow those ones now. Let your presence overshadow those ones now. Overshadow them. Overshadow them. Overshadow them. You have to give birth to something new. Something new has to come out of you. He wants to bring you into a new experience. There are two of you now. The Holy Ghost, I can see like him spreading his wings around you, and then light emitting from him, and he's entering you. There are two of them right now. There are two of them. Two of you now. The Holy Ghost is doing that for you now. Two of you. Two of you now. Two of you now. Just waiting for those two and then we'll move. There are two of them. Two of you. Just allow the Holy Spirit to do his work. So I'm doing his work. There are two of them that the Holy Spirit will find now. He's putting something on your inside for you to birth something new. Something new is coming out from you. Something new is coming out from you. Two of you. Two of you. Spirit.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay. Ezekiel 47. I want to quickly run through the teaching for today, and then we'll spend a few minutes praying. And then we go into an impartation. Please open your heart to receive. The topic for this morning is the overflow of His Spirit. The overflow of His Spirit. As I'm teaching, the Holy Ghost will be touching something. Like I said, like as I'm teaching, He will be imparting people in the service. As I'm teaching, I'm saying literally, as I'm teaching, people will be having encounters while in service. As I'm teaching. So in a moment, some of you, for one person, in a moment, you'll be out of here. As these words are coming out. Ezekiel chapter 47, read from verse 1. Then they brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east. For the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around the outside of the outer way that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the water. The water came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim. A river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned there along the bank of the river, we have very many trees on one side and the other. Then he said to me, "The water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. It shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there. For they will be healed and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that the fishermen will stand by it from Engedi to Engahim. There will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea. Exceedingly many." That is the kind of harvest that the Lord is giving us this man today from this impartation service. Exceedingly many impartations. Some of you will not recover from what happens to you today. Because the Lord is bringing us into a certain depth in Him. And by His mercy, He has extended just to the whole church. While we were here on Friday, that the Lord was saying that for those who are here, they are enjoying that overflow. After a while, He paused and He said, "And even to those who are not here." And even to those who are not here. So God is bringing that river again so that much more people can enjoy of this river that God is releasing to us by His Spirit in this season. Don't despise. Let me just quickly disabuse someone's mind right here today. Don't trivialize. Don't put your heart against what is happening now. Because you see, the moment you do that, you are shutting off what God wants to do in and through you. Every time things like this happen, because you can't see, does not mean that some things are not going on. When God does things like this, He is giving His people much more leverage as they go out there. He's increasing the potency of people. He's making men much more stronger. He's making their actions much more accurate. He's bringing them into a deeper place of walk with Him. Not everything by the Spirit can be explained literally. I have two sections I have to preach, but the Holy Ghost told me to just stick to one. The first part is a precursor, but just for me to say, just focus on the second aspect, so I will obey. I'll just go into how to enter. How to enter, and then we pray. How do you enter into this overflow? Maybe another time I will teach on the other aspect. How do you enter into this overflow of His Spirit? Psalm 42 and verse 1. Psalm 42 and verse 1. It says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. As the deer pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Verse 2 now says, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? When shall I come and appear before God? For anyone that wants to experience the overflow of His Spirit, number one, there must be a desperate desire for the Spirit of God. A desperate desire. A desperate desire. Holy Ghost, I want you. I have enjoyed a bit. I have read the Bible and I know it a little more. Oh, Holy Ghost, I don't even know anything about you. But I am desperately desiring for this. Some people, the reason why you have not been able to enjoy more of the Holy Spirit is because your desire is very low or is dead. Meaning that for some of you, the same way, you know, there are sometimes when some people are sick, and when they are sick, the food you used to like before, when you eat it, suddenly it tastes a different way in your mouth. So then you see them offering somebody whose best food is jollof rice. You see them offering them jollof rice, and then they eat it, and then they feel like throwing up. Their taste bud has been dampened as a result of that sickness. For everyone here in a dead spiritual state, the Lord brings you back to life in the name of Jesus. No desperation, no desire. You just come to church and there is nothing you are looking forward to. The Holy Spirit is moving. You are nominal. You are numb. Even if they put a pin in your body, you can't even feel because you are numb to the things of the Spirit. Desperate desire. A desperate desire. You. Where nothing will satisfy you except the Holy Spirit. And there are those who are here. The Holy Spirit has been calling you. Like I preached on a few months ago, that the Holy Ghost has been calling you and you have been running away. But because there is no desire in you, you are not responding to him. The psalmist says, as the deer pants after streams of water, so does my soul pant for you, O God. It's not just a normal test. It's a desperate test. That Lord, if you don't fill me, I cannot be filled. If you don't satisfy me, I cannot be satisfied. A desperation. What has your desperation led you to? What has your desperation by the Spirit of God led you to? That nothing can stand in the way between you and touching the Holy Spirit. That nothing can stand in your way of finding God, no matter how far it seems. That nothing can satisfy you except you have touched God before. That desperate desire. As I'm speaking this word, I am seeing the Holy Ghost doing a digging and clearing the wells of some people. He's creating room for you to hunger once again. Because for some of you, there is no longer hunger for God on your inside. You are just so numb. You are just so numb now. You don't, if you, anything that pertains to God, you are not even responding to it. And for some, you have gotten to a certain level where you think you have touched something, you think you have known something, and then you came and you settled down. The Holy Spirit told me this on Wednesday, on Friday night as you are praying, and I'm going to announce it again. Malachi chapter 2, verse 6, the Bible says that, for this is not your rest. This is not the place for you to rest. This is not the time for you to rest. You thought you have touched God enough. You thought that a few things have already happened to your life. You thought you already know God to a certain extent. And you feel that that is all that there is. God told me to come and announce to you this morning. This is not your rest. It be 30 words I'm calling Lee. I love Anna the prophetess. The Bible said that even at the age of almost 90, this woman was in the temple. She had been praying day and night for the coming of the Messiah. That means that all through her youthful years, even though she didn't have an husband, all that encompasses her heart was a desire for the Holy Spirit. She kept praying. She kept praying. Nothing can satisfy. Nothing can change it anymore. Hungers will be rekindled here today. Those who are too full will be emptied of their fullness today. Because you see, there is no way that you can be filled if you are not empty. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. For they shall be filled. If there is no hunger, if there is no thirst, there is no feeling.
For what on you, Jesus? For what on you, Abba? For what on you, Jesus? For what's on you, oh my Jehovah, I come no more. For what's on you, Abba, my Jehovah, I come no more. For what's on you.
Someone, a hunger will be stirred up on your inside again for you to start pushing after God. A hunger.
Baba, Majewa, back on the moon. Oh, what's on me, oh?
Somebody you better pray that song.
For a time, yo, Baba, Majewa, Baba.
This is a hunger for somebody, a cry from somebody. Lord, I don't want to feel the same. Come on, cry somebody. Register your voice so that when the feeling begins, he knows how to look at you.
Yieldedness. Fifiara energy. Yieldedness. Yieldedness. Yieldedness.
There are quite a number of people when they come before God. That is that they struggle too much with the Holy Spirit. They struggle too much. When he tells them to do something, they resist him a lot. He gives you direction in a certain way, you are resisting him. He tells you to do something, you are disobedient to him. You must come to a point where you are so yielded to the Holy Spirit that there is nothing that you will ask that you should do that you will not do. Mark chapter 1. We'll read from verse 10. Yieldedness. And immediately, coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Look at the statement there. The heavens opened upon Jesus Christ after he came up from the water, but he did not stop there. The Bible says, and then a voice came from heaven acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He says, "You are my beloved Son. I am pleased with you." You would think that after that experience that Jesus will just begin to go into the wilderness to go and do, into the city to go and begin to do certain things. But no. That is not the full intent of the Holy Spirit or God concerning Jesus. Give me verse 12. After this experience, the Bible says in verse 12, immediately the Spirit drove him. Is that what is there? Drove him into the wilderness. This drove here. It means that Jesus had to be yielded to to what the Holy Spirit was going to do into his life. Some people get to a point where there is fame came to their life. A little resources came into their life. And the Holy Spirit wants to do more through them. But because they are not yielded enough, they became full of themselves. And the moment anyone is full of themselves, there can never be a more. There can never be an overflow of the Spirit. The moment you come to a point where you are satisfied with the current level that you are, there can never be a more. So imagine if it was you that heard, and then a voice from heaven opened and said, "You are my beloved son. It is you I am well pleased." You see, what will naturally happen to you is that a little shoulder part will just come up, no? And they're like, "You, has God told you that you are my beloved son before? You, as the Holy Ghost moved through you before? You, have you declared that somebody should be healed and immediately they are healed? Has that happened to you before?" The voice from God himself came. And the next thing that happened to Jesus Christ is very surprising. The Spirit drove him not into the city, into the wilderness. I'm praying that for some people from today, there will be a driving by the Spirit of God for you in the name of Jesus. If it is wilderness, let him drive you there. If wilderness could not hide Jesus, it will not be able to hide you. The Spirit drove him. Some people struggle with the Holy Ghost too much. I have called you for signs and wonders. I have called you to do something great with your life. You are struggling with him too much. You are too tough. He cannot change you. He cannot move you. He cannot give you instructions. There is no way you will enter the overflow by being like that. For somebody, the Holy Ghost is asking to go and submit to a particular person. And you have been struggling with it for... I can't do that. You have been struggling for too long. And the Holy Ghost is saying, see, you will not enter into the next level of the overflow if you don't go and do this thing. That is the key that unlocks. For Jesus Christ, his own driving was into the wilderness. For some of you, it will be a driving into the place of prayer. For some of you, it will be a driving to submission. For some of you, it will be a driving into the place of just consistent worship. For some of you, it is a driving away from some certain habits in your life. You must come to a point where you are so yielded that there is nothing that is asking for you that you will not do. Give me this place in an amplified version. Amplified. Verse 12. It says, immediately the Holy Spirit from within drove him. That means that you will come to a point where there is a restlessness on your inside and you know that this is the direction of God is pushing you to. Immediately the Holy Spirit from within drove him. You know, I've seen young ones that will say, "God, take me to the prayer and take me to the prayer room and lock me up there. Let me not come out." You want the Holy Ghost to go and lock you there by himself? Holy Ghost, fill me with fire. Let it continue to burn and let it not stop. The Holy Spirit can put the desire, a driving on your inside like this one, but it will never force you. The Holy Ghost is a gentle spirit. He is gentle enough to wait for you until you are ready. You are the one that is in a haste. He is not in a haste. For some of you, it will take his time. You are supposed to be at a certain level or a point in your life right now. But because you are not yielded enough, he is not doing what he's supposed to do in your life. There are some of you here, what I do here should be a level that you should be doing right now. Yes. But because you have not come to that point where you are yielded enough for it to be to drive you to a certain point to lead you into your wilderness experience that will not help you to return in the power of the Spirit. Can you come to a point where you are yielded enough for the Holy Spirit to work through you? You can never enter the overflow if you have not come to the yielded point. Give that place a message. Let me see what message she's about it. It's at once, this same spirit pushed Jesus out into the world. But you see, if he was not willing, he wouldn't go. I showed you the amplified verse so that you know that it came from within. Not like an external force that bound you and say, "Oh, you want to basopo lolene, and you are getting better." No. It was a pushing, a nudging by the Spirit of God. Let me go to number three and then we're going to pray. Ezekiel 47 and verse 1. Ezekiel 47 verse 1. I want to show you something from here and then we'll close.
You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory.
Oh, you are holy,
Lord God Almighty.
There's a lot going on here. You need help, Holy Spirit. We need help, Holy Spirit. Right now, he's trying to move some into that state right now. Let him break you. Let him mold you. Let him make you malleable. Give him room for what he has said he wants to do through you. For somebody, your deep is calling on to deep. Your deep is calling on to deep. The deep has been calling on to you, but you are not yielding enough. The deep is calling on to deep and you are not yielded enough. The deep is calling on to your deep and you are not yielded enough. How do you get into this depth? But because you are not yielded, you cannot get there. See, when you come into the presence of God on such occasions and you come with such a strong attitude, there are tools that God uses in breaking men. Tools that God uses in breaking men. Maybe I'll teach on that subject on another time. That God uses in breaking men. But you see, you can come to a point where you are yielded by yourself. That God will not have to compel. And yes, God compels men. I know I have said the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. But there are some people that the prayers of their parents have committed them already. This one, you. When you were giving birth to, you were donated to God. You donate to God. If you are hearing about John Wesley and his brother, consecrated to God. See, if those ones, if they like, they should become terrorists. The end point of their life, you see that they will still serve God. Because their mother was there weeping with tears over them. And I'm sure there are some of them like you today that the deep is calling to your deep. Not because you are good enough or because you have become morally right enough. But then because there is an agenda of God over your life. But you see, you can delay the process of God concerning your life if you don't yield very early. There are some things that you can only learn now as you are young. There are things that only God can teach you now as you are young. There are things that if you live till you are 30 and you are 40 and you are just trying to learn those things on how to walk with the Holy Spirit, it may be tougher for you. There are things that it is only during your campus days you may be only to, able to learn them. That if you postpone it, you may not be able to find an environment that supports that thing again. And God is saying to you, maximize these days that you are in school. Learn me, know me, know my ways. Before you get out there and the wind and the storm begin to blow you, become yielded enough for God to be able to use you. This end time, God is raising men and finding men that he wants to use. Let me move to the last one and then let's pray. Number three is consistency. I have Ezekiel 47. So let's read from verse 2. For sake of time, from verse 2. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east. And there was water running up on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters, and the waters came up to my ankles. So as you journey and you walk with God and you choose to be consistent, one of the things you will see that is that you will leave one particular level and you will get to another level. The problem is that a lot of us, when we get to that first level, we stop. Like for some of you now, the first level for you was that you became born again. And after you were born again, you did not make any progress again. Because now that you are saved, I'm a candidate for heaven, so there is nothing more to be gotten again. You are satisfied. But that you have gotten to the ankle level does not mean that that is all that God can offer for you. This challenge is not only to you because you are the one listening to me. This same challenge is to me because I am also preaching and because I'm still human. The problem a lot of men face is that they get to a certain point and they stop. And they camp there. He took me to that point and he said the water came up to my knee. He measured. It was 1,000 cubits. So your prayer life used to be good. Now you can pray 30 minutes. 1,000 cubits. You have done well, but that is not all. You can wake up now and do your devotion every day. You are still using Seek Daily as your devotional. You are still using our daily encounter or our daily manner as your devotional. Is that all there is to know about God? That is just 1,000 cubits. For you to enter the overflow, you must not stop there. Look at what the next verse is from there. Verse 4. Again, he measured 1,000. Look at it. He didn't take him there and then measure it. He measured it already and then he took him into it. The measurement of your next level in the spirit has been measured already. The next space that you are supposed to enter has been prepared before now. You know, say when we get to heaven, just Christ will be wiping tears away from people's eyes. A lot of things will be the reason for tears in heaven. One that I know of is that when people get to heaven and they look at the template of their life, one of the things that they will find out is that I could have been this, but I lived my life lesser than what was the potential that I had. And so when they see the picture of who they could have become, if they follow the Holy Spirit, they will begin to weep. Then Jesus Christ will not bring his handkerchief or whatever he used to wipe his tears, and they need to wipe their tears. Because you see, you will find that you will suffer for no reason on the earth when God gave you power to become much more than you were. Bible says, and he measured again 1,000 cubits, and then he brought me through the waters. The waters came up to my knees. So 30 minutes, you are good enough in prayer. But God is saying now, for us to take it to the next level of the waters, add another 30 minutes to it, and then it becomes 1 hour. Since now you are doing well. Now you can enjoy a deeper one. So before, you could just do your devotion. But now God says, now, let's begin Bible study. You open your Bible. This one now is not that they will tell you, oh yeah, read. No, this one. You will open your Bible by yourself and you are saying, Lord, I am looking for truth in your word. Now you can read one chapter, two chapters, three chapters, five chapters daily. You are moving into another depth of the waters. You are intentional. There is a more I can get in God. There is more available for me in God. I will not stop here. Because I'll see water at the ankle does not mean that I have gotten to the knee level. I must get more. He didn't stop there again. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. Where did the water come to? My waist. How many of you have been to the swimming pool before? I've entered the pool. I want to see your hands. Because some of you may not relate if you have not entered a swimming pool before. Okay. If you have not entered a swimming pool before, when you were young, at least you put bath. All this. Bible laughing. When what you, how do you say this now? When what you desire is not available, you use what you have for the desired. So, at least you didn't have a swimming pool. Then when we grow up, we put one big bath. They will not enter inside. We will not squeeze ourselves into the bath. So, so that the water will cover our head. We will not do like this. We are swimming. How did I get to that point? Some of you have had that experience before. How many of you have been in a place where rain fell and there was flood? And you have to go through the flood in the water. You know, there's a certain level the water will reach. You will still be able to walk in the water with doing like this. But you know, there's a certain level. I'm trying to use different examples for you so that you will know how it is. So that this thing, you know this thing is real. But there are some times where the water will come to your knee and then you can't do like this again. You don't do like this. That means that the current or the wave of that water is now higher. You cannot overpower the water. The water still has control. But you see, because your upper body is still outside, you still have a bit of control. You can still move yourself. But if you have not entered swimming pool before, you can't understand this next waist level. Because see, the moment you get to this waist level, your movement is not like you are walking through water. You are dragging yourself through. For those who have entered the pool before. Just that at that certain point, you are losing more and more control to the water. It is the same way when you are growing up in the spirit. The more you enter the overflow, the more you will lose control of how things goes on around your life. That means that it is the more the Holy Spirit will begin to direct your life, the more you yield to the overflow, the more He directs your life. Verse 5. Remember, every time there's a next level, He will measure it first. Then He will take you inside. Anytime He measures it, He's showing that another thing is still possible. He will show you the template, and then you by yourself will now walk inside again. He says, and again, He measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross. For the water, what happened to it? Are you with me today? For the water was what? Too deep. A river that I could not cross. For the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim. A river that could not be crossed. That means it's a river that you cannot recover from. A river that will take total control of your life. That is the level of the spirit that you must get to. That is the level of the spirit that God has. That is the height. Where the whole affairs of your life is directed by the Spirit of God. We will come to pray now. What is the first thing you must do now? Is that you must first choose your desired level. Where are you presently? Where are you presently? Are you here? You are not. What is number one again? You are not. There's no desire in you. You know that you are still at the base level because there's no desire of God for you there. You know you are the base. Nothing has happened. Or are you here? You are consistent. You got to the ankle and then you stopped. or are you here? Your own problem is consistency to keep pursuing God more per time, per season. Find where your level is presently, because as you're about to pray, God is set to movement into deeper depths of this water. Come and rise up. Lord, I've delivered your assignment, your word. Is what you said you wanted to do. I said that is your mind for your people this morning. Funnily, these 3 points were not initially in my journal. I was about to enter the office, about to leave the office to come out. And said, go and include that how to enter. So I had to withdraw a little and just write those points down. See, that's part of being malleable enough. That it is what you are not prepared for that he will give you as a sermon to come and preach. I have encountered that on a few occasions where right before I enter to go and preach, the Holy Ghost says that sermon is changing. In fact, I didn't know this one was changing. He only told me to just write it down. That when I finish the first one, he just write it down. And then he said, that is the one he wants to communicate. Because what he wants to do today, I now know that he wants to move these people out of these 3 things. He wants to move people into a place where there is desperate desire. He wants to put people, number 2, into yieldedness. For those who are not yielded enough, for the Holy Spirit to drive them and to keep moving them forward. And number 3, he wants to bring people into consistency in their walk with the Spirit of God. So, our prayer for the next, we'll pray for the next 5 to 10 minutes thereabouts. And then we're going to an impartation session. The water has come to a rest because it started. It came to a rest. But the level has not dropped. Because in a few moments from now, the Holy Spirit will invade this place. It will impact men. And then we'll go home. Can you pray and say, Father? Say, Father. Father, Father, I enter the overflow of the Spirit. Father, can I hear you louder? Father, I enter the overflow of the Spirit. Father, I enter the overflow of the Spirit. Now we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Oh, pray, pray, pray. Father, I enter the overflow of the Spirit. He then is no more replaced. I am the city of God. I bring heaven every year right now. He then is no more replaced. I am the city of God. I bring heaven here right now. Sing, he then is no more.
Somebody pray.
He then is no more.
Somebody pray.
Father, I am the city of God.